Checkity check, 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 check. 1, 2. You fuckers are so fortunate. You have no idea how lucky you are to be listening to the Great Ones podcast. 15 years of podcasting. It all accumulates. Today, tomorrow, yesterday, forever. Because that's when I've been right. Today, tomorrow, yesterday, forever. Because you see, I've never been wrong. Go fuck yourselves. Let's just say the levels of genius are going to be off the charts today. You can scream and shout with all your might. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, sniffle, piss, moan. If you're a cuck, look for a safe space. Yes, you can go fuck yourself if you're a cuck. Either you are wrong or I am right. Don't forget the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You're a cuck and I am right. Yes, my friends and my enemies, today we're going to talk about cucks. Originally, this podcast wasn't going to be about cucks. It was just going to be me talking about stuff here and there and somewhere else. But then the cruise missile in my intellect fired off. And I realized that as much as I despise leftists, I didn't realize this, I've known this for a while. As much as I despise leftists, who should be mowed down with 50 caliber machine guns, there's something I despise more, and that's cucks. Because you see, the leftists are evil, but they actually accomplish something. Yeah, I kind of wanted to ease into this. I was going to do the other stuff first, and then I was going to move into the cucking. But see, now I don't know. Do I just want to go straight into the cucking and not even worry about the other stuff? Because you cucks, you're so cucked. There's just all this cucking going on, and I go through life, and I listen to the interwebs, and I just hear the cucking. It's the cucking. There's cucking everywhere. And you sit there and go, my Western civilization, and whatever, and mo whatever this. I don't even know what you guys are cucking about, honest to God. You know, at least, here's the thing. Leftists make more sense to me than cucks. Because you sit here and you talk all this shit, and then what do? Well, you send your kids off to college. You know, you send your children to public school where your 8-year-old boy gets told that there's no such thing as boys and girls, and if he wants to be a girl, he can get hormone treatments and turn into a fucking girl. And you send your daughters off to college to get a fucking degree in sociology where they're told that all men are rapists. Leftist. You know, we sit here and we say that leftists are lazy, and yet, for all their laziness, well, leftists are winning. Leftists run our society. Leftists control the public schools. They control the colleges. They control the corporations. They control the media. They control the government. They control the movies. They control music, except for a small chunk of country music. I mean, the leftists are winning. They are evil. And we can say that they're lazy, and yet they're winning. And this is what I'm talking about. You fucking conservatives. Yeah, leftists are lazy, man. They're just parasites, man. They don't produce any. Oh, okay. If they're lazy fucking parasites that don't produce anything, well, how come they're winning? Fucking little Greta the Gremlin is all over television and the internet talking about how dare you. Okay, so cucks. Why is Greta all over the television and the internets talking about global warming that doesn't actually exist? if they're not winning. Right? People who are not winning don't control things. The left controls almost every aspect of our entire fucking society. You cucks, you control nothing. What are your fucking victories?
Oh, Donald Trump got elected.
Okay, great. What has Donald Trump done? You know, and this is a serious question for you cucks out there. And look, guys, I'm not saying that all conservatives are cucks. I'm just saying that all conservatives are cucks. Let me say that again for those of you in the cheap seats. All conservatives are cucks. Yes, all conservatives are like that. This is a serious question. What has Donald Trump accomplished? And you're going to say some shit like, well, but Donald Trump, he got a tariff on widgets made in China, and it's a 0.1% tariff. Okay, that's great. Donald Trump got a 0.1% tariff on widgets made in China. I actually have no clue anything that Donald Trump has done. Didn't Donald Trump say he wasn't going to let trannies serve in the military, but yet aren't trannies still in the military? Once again, I know that trannies have not been removed from the military, because if they had, I would know this, because the left-wing statist-controlled media wouldn't shut up about it. This is a serious fucking question for my listeners. Explain to me one thing Donald Trump has done that qualifies as winning. Prove me wrong. So the cuckservatives will come forth unto the great one, and they will say, great one. Now, we know that you're right. We know that you're always right. We know that you've always been right. You'll always be right. You've never been wrong. We know that you've been on the internet since 1999. We know that you and Michael W. Dean invented blogging, which gave us people like Aaron Cleary and Adam Piggott, and unfortunately also gave us mommy bloggers. And we know that you're sorry about that, and you could kill the mommy bloggers if you would. And we know that you've been podcasting for 15 years as of the 1st of November, 2019, the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer. We know these things, great one, and we know that we can send you an email at God, that's fur baby spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. We know these things, great one. We know these things. But we, your listeners, I've already lost track of where that was going. I was having so much fun, I have no idea what the fucking point of that was. That's the kind of mood I'm in right now. Explain to me. Feel free to educate me, because I'm stupid. Okay, I don't know anything. I'm a dumb motherfucker. I know nothing. I couldn't possibly be right. I mean, there's no fucking way in hell that a road could simply be a flat place on the ground, and that you could build a road without government. Yeah, it's impossible. Explain to me in your infinite fucking wisdom, in your knowledge, what has Donald Trump accomplished which is of consequence? What has Donald Trump accomplished which is on par with the accomplishment of the left, the accomplishments of the left? Great one. What has the left accomplished? Well, let's see. What has the left accomplished? Well, the left has taken control of the language, right? We can't say the word nigger. We have to say N-word. N-word. It's the N-word. It's like when you were a child and you'd be in the room and your parents would be talking about something, but they didn't want you to K-N-O-W what they were talking about. So they would spell the words, because you weren't smart enough to know what they were spelling. Well, we'll say the N word. Maybe we should spell it. Maybe we could insult the intelligence of we, the royal we. Maybe liberals. See, I can't figure out. This is a very symbiotic relationship. I'm not sure ultimately who's feeding on who. Are white liberals feeding on black people, or are black people feeding on white liberals? Because on one hand, white liberals have black people locked into voting for them. But on the other hand, black people have white liberals locked into constantly defending them. The left controls the language, right? That's why we can't say the N-word. That's why we've got to talk about what pronouns people should use. That's why we have inclusive language guides. The left has achieved abortion on demand. The left has made it perfectly acceptable for homosexual men to walk around in public with their dicks hanging out in front of children. The left completely controls the immigration debate. The left almost completely controls the gun debate, gun control debate. Anytime there's another law being passed, I mean, they're virtually all left-leaning laws. Laws forcing people not to discriminate. Laws raising taxes to redistribute it to parasites. What victories does the right have on par with Obamacare and abortion on demand and giving 8-year-old boys hormone blockers and estrogen to turn them into girls and hashtag Me Too and false rape accusations? What do you have? This is a serious fucking question for you cuckservatives out there. What have you accomplished that is on par with the accomplishments of the left? I was listening to the hell is his name? Tim Newman? I've listened to a number of his podcasts now. You would think I would know his name by now. White Son of the Desert. Anyway, And it's a good podcast, and he's got some very good things to say, which is why I keep listening to it. So I'm about to rag on the guy. I'm about to rip his head off and shit down his neck, but I just want to be clear before I do that. You know, I'm not entirely ripping on the guy. He's got a lot of really good things to say. But this is cuck, okay? This is the problem. This is why you people on the right, you've lost, okay? Maybe I could respect you more if you would just admit that you're cucks. But you run around doing this fucking posturing, but as soon as it's time for you to actually have a pair of balls, you turn into cucks. So I'm listening to the podcast, and he's got a guest on there, and they're talking. And I'm going to do a lot of condensing and paraphrasing here. And they start going off on libertarianism. Now, I'm not a libertarian. You say, well, great one. It's called the Cynical Libertarian Society. Yes, it is, because I was a libertarian when I started the CLS. And Cynical Anarcho-Capitalist Society doesn't really have quite the same ring. I just kind of like the sound of cynical libertarian society. Right? It kind of rolls off the tongue, right? It's the CLS. While the CACS, cynical anarcho-capitalist. See, there's too many syllables. Cynical, libertarian, society. You can do it like you're William Shatner. You're Spock. We need the cynical libertarian society to save the Enterprise. What can we do? I'm not a libertarian. But the libertarians are the closest to anarcho-capitalism and philosophy. And more importantly, I've noticed that cucks spend a lot of time ragging on libertarians, who, statistically speaking, as a proportion, percentage, whatever we call it, of the population, are statistically insignificant. Once again, this is cuck, okay? Your actual enemies. Your enemies are controlling the colleges, okay? Your enemies, your ideological enemies, who, I've talked about this before, these are people who actually want you dead, okay? People, and I use the term people loosely, like Trigglypuff, actually want heterosexual white men who are Christians to be dead. These are people who literally Hitler want you dead. These people who literally want you dead, hashtag kill white men, control the colleges, and the colleges are where you send your daughters for an education. While you're doing this, while you're sending your daughters to the colleges for an education, you're coming on the internet attacking libertarians. So I'm listening to Tim and his guest on the podcast, and they start going down this path. And the first data point in the path is the pronouncement that, well, libertarianism, what's a good place to start? Which I agree with. Libertarianism is a good place to start in your transition to anarcho-capitalism. But you see, when Tim and his guest, whose name I don't remember, were talking about this, in their minds, libertarianism is a good place to start in your transition to being a cuckservative. Because you see, my friends, well, libertarianism just can't work. And they made the example, they said, look, there's libertarianism and there's communism, and the problem with libertarianism is that there's never been a state that's had a libertarian government, whereas there has been communist governments, and we can see that communism doesn't work, but nobody's really seen that libertarianism doesn't work. And this is a beautiful example of, first of all, conservatives focusing their attention in places they shouldn't be focusing their attention. Once again, it's not libertarians who are trying to control the words that come out of your mouth. It's liberals. But more importantly, because while I could just call cuckservatives cucks and make fun of them, and I'm going to do that, we're also going to do a little bit of philosophy here. In addition to proper enunciation of words. And I'm going to make you cucks look like, well, the unintelligent cucks that you are. So when thou doth come unto the great one, and thou says, great one, there have been communist governments, communist states, and we know they don't work. Okay. Well, how can we, just even loosely, how can we define a communist state? Communist state is a state in which the government controls the means of production. Now, have we indeed have those things on the planet Earth? Yes, we have. Now, let us define works. Because when somebody comes to me, the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, and they say some horse shit to me with their fucking low IQs about how anarcho-capitalism doesn't work, or libertarianism doesn't work, or, you know, basically they say unto the great one, any form of government other than the one that I think is the right one, based on my stupid-ass fucking opinions, doesn't work. Well, because the great one isn't a fucking moron, the great one says unto the stupid motherfucker who's talking in his direction and needs to be exterminated, what the fuck do you mean by works? Let us define our fucking terms instead of just spouting off about our goddamn emotions like a fucking leftist who, despite being focused on spouting off their emotions, happens to be fucking winning. What does it mean to say that a government works? This is a serious question. If you've never thought of this before, congratulations, you're a cuck. A government that works, I'll submit one potential definition of this, is that it is a government that enforces the common law. It's a government that creates a society in which common law is respected. And amongst common law, there's some particular things. These are the things I've talked about before. I've said there's only five things that should be illegal: murder, child abuse, rape, theft, and arson. That really covers it. And this is where, once again, right now, if you're saying, oh, but great one, if you thought, I listed those five things, if the first thing that came to your mind was the word but, you're a cuck. Oh, but great one, there's all these other things that need to be illegal. No, there are not. No, there aren't. See, you are cuck. 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 You're cuck. Okay, you're cuck. That's it. Oh, great one. We have to make inside trading illegal. Oh, but great one. We have to make possession of marijuana in the quantity of more than an ounce illegal. Oh, but great one. We have to make driving over the speed limit illegal, right? Your tiny little fucking cucked-ass faggot brains are exploding with all these things that have to be illegal, because just like a leftist, you're so obsessed with controlling other people. But just like a leftist, well, you think it's okay when you want to control other people. It's just wrong when other people want to control other people. Unlike a leftist, you're a complete failure at controlling other people because you're a loser. 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 You're a loser. You don't control the media. You don't control the colleges. You don't control the movies. You don't control music industry. You don't control public education. You don't control the corporations. You don't control the fucking thing because you're a loser. Tim, hang on one second. Hang on one second. One second. So Tim and his guest are going on about how libertarianism doesn't work. Now, they don't define what constitutes working and not working because they're not doing philosophy, they're just talking about their feelings. That's the difference between philosophy and feelings. Philosophy, you define your terms. Feelings, you just spew shit. Now, communism doesn't work because communism does not enforce common law, because communism does not prevent theft. The other problem, I mean, among other things, we can find other flaws with communism. But theft is the easy, low-hanging fruit. Communism does not respect property rights because in communism, you don't have property rights. If you have a business, right, the government controls the means of production. You know, the government, people who have guns and use the threat of violence to force other people to do what they want, otherwise known as warlords. Right? And because warlords are evil. We know this because if there were no government, warlords would take over and they'd rule the world. But now, the other problem with spewing some shit from your mouth about how libertarian governments don't work. And brace yourselves, guys. You get ready to take notes because you're about to get some fucking genius level shit here. How do you define, how do you identify a libertarian government? Again, how do we define a communist government? Well, a communist government is a government, it's a state in which the government owns the means of production. That's fairly easy. We can define a democracy. Democracy is a state in which everybody gets to vote. There was some other fascinating stuff in this podcast. At one point, Tim declared that something along the lines of, I think we can all agree that universal suffrage, in other words, everybody getting to vote, is a good thing, which of course, no, we can't. And here's the problem with, once again, this is a classic example of cucks, okay? So first, Tim declares that universal suffrage is a good thing that everybody's in favor of. Then he makes the statement, the absolutely true statement, that universal suffrage has existed for only a very short period of time, and it may turn out to be true that nation states that have universal suffrage fail and collapse. Okay, and on that part, he's absolutely right. And this is fascinating to me because this illustrates that you conservatives, as much as you want to run around and saying, well, we believe the things we do because these are the things that work, No, no, no. You're talking about your feelings just as much as leftists are. The only difference, once again, let's review this. Let's do this one more time for the people in the cheap seats. The difference between leftards and conservatives is that the leftards are winning. The conservatives, like, well, leftists are just talking about their feelings all the time. No, you're the one talking about your fucking feelings all the time. A fucking conservative, Tim Newman, just stood here and declared, why, everybody's in favor of universal suffrage. Well, we know that's a good thing. No, we don't. We have no evidence that universal suffrage is a good thing. It's existed for less than 100 years. And it is in fact very possible that nation states that allow universal suffrage are going to fail. So if you conservatives are so goddamn interested in what works as opposed to feelings, well, gee, I don't know. Step number one might be not allowing everybody to vote simply because they've metabolized oxygen into carbon dioxide for 18 years. So don't come to me with your little cuck ass and talk about how you're using logic and thinking, and we're talking about what works, and we're reality-based. No, no, no. You're a bunch of egalitarian faggots. That's what you are. Women in the military, you support that? You're an egalitarian faggot. Everybody being allowed to vote because they've metabolized oxygen into carbon dioxide for 18 years, you're an egalitarian faggot. Okay? You're talking to me about your fucking emotions. You're no different than Trigglypuff. Go fuck yourself. But wait, we still haven't got to the incredible wisdom. The wisdom that's going to make you go, God damn, the great one is right. Again, great one, how do you do it? How can you be right this often? How can you have these insights that are so far beyond the mere mortal man? Okay, are we ready for the insight? Here we go. How exactly do we define libertarian government? What separates a libertarian government from a government? So I'm thinking about this. Now, what are libertarians? Now, this is where I'm going to rip on libertarians. Because, once again, libertarians are like the lowest hanging fruit out there. Very few people rip on anarcho-capitalists because nobody can actually figure out what an anarcho-capitalist is. Right? The truly stupid people think that Antifa is the same thing as anarcho-capitalist. Libertarians, everybody's fucking whipping boy. Because here's the thing, here's the problem with libertarians. Libertarians are not in favor of enough government to make conservatives and libtards happy. And libertarians are in favor of too much government to make anarchists happy. And remember, too much government is any government at all. So libertarians are people who have the approach, the philosophical belief, the worldview that government is evil, that government is corrupt, that government is inefficient, that taxation is theft, that compelling people to do things against their will with the threat of violence is wrong. And because government is all of those things, and because of all of those things, therefore, government should only do the most important things in our society. Right? Like defense, social security, taxation, you know, whatever it is. And see, this is the first problem in defining what is a libertarian government. Well, libertarian government as defined by who? Like, what exactly falls into the realm of libertarian government? Libertarians have the approach that there should be less government than there is now. Well, how much less government? What is the actual measure? What is the actual amount? How do we quantify this, okay? And if you get seven libertarians in a room, you're going to have eight different answers. But now let's look at this from the perspective of a conservative. So a conservative sits here and says, well, libertarian government won't work. Okay, well, libertarian government, this is like alcoholism, right? Who's an alcoholic? Let me tell you who is an alcoholic. An alcoholic is anybody who drinks more alcohol than I drink. Who is rich? Well, a rich person is anybody who's got more money than I do. Who's a poor person? Well, a poor person is anybody who has less money than I do. So if I'm a conservative and I'm sitting here trying to decide, well, what is a libertarian government? Well, a libertarian government is any government that has less government than what I want. So we have the government right now today. Let's say that one government employee quits. They come in and say, fuck this, I'm out of here, I got another job, I'm gone. You at that moment have less government than you had before. So that's a libertarian government. And you're telling me that won't work. I don't think that's true. But now more importantly, more realistically, a little bit like, but that was a little bit funny and a little bit sarcasm-y, but not really, because this is the point. Everybody, when I say everybody, I mean every conservative out there, from Tim Newman all the way to every other cuck alive, they all spew this shit that libertarian government will not work, but none of them have ever defined libertarian government. If you cannot define libertarian government, you have no basis upon which to say libertarian government doesn't work, because you don't know what a libertarian government is because you haven't fucking defined it because you're a fucking cuck. In all of this, all of this is cucks compensating for the fact that they're losing and they know they're losing. None of you can do anything about the leftist. None of you can stop the leftist from telling your 8-year-old children there's no such thing as a boy or a girl. None of you can stop the leftist from telling your 19-year-old daughter that all men are rapists. None of you can stop the leftist from celebrating Pride Month and having homosexuals walking down the street with their dicks hanging out. None of you can stop the leftists from raising taxes. None of you can stop the leftists from getting abortions. None of you can stop the leftists from taking over your churches and cucking them. None of you can do a fucking thing. You are a bunch of goddamn impotent fucking cucks. And so you sit around on the internet and you say stupid shit, patently provable, I can't fucking talk, provable, objectively, empirically provable shit that is absolute fucking lies, such as libertarian governments can't work, even though none of you can define what exactly a libertarian government is, and thus cannot fucking make the statement that it doesn't work, unless you're talking about your fucking feelings like a goddamn liberal. So this is a serious fucking thing. I don't want to hear one more fucking cuckservative telling me about how libertarianism doesn't work until you actually define exactly what the functions of a libertarian government actually are. And you may say, well, it's not my job to do that. Well, it is if you're going to declare libertarian governments don't work. If you're going to come to the fucking world and say libertarian governments don't work, yes, you do have to fucking define what libertarian government means. That, or you have to put my ball sack in your fucking mouth. Because I'm fucking getting tired of this. I really am. Like, from libtards, I expect this shit. But you cucks run around acting like you're so fucking intelligent and logical. I really am. The fact that I have had to align myself with you fucking right-wing faggots so much over the last few years fucking makes me want to vomit. Because you're really not. You're not any better than the fucking leftist. Once again, guys, I don't know how I can emphasize this enough. The leftists are fucking winning. The left, the lazy, fucking, fat, stupid, parasitical left, they're winning. Okay, you cucks are getting your asses kicked by the left. You're getting fired from your jobs. Your children are getting brainwashed. Your women are getting impregnated. You're losing. Your society is being destroyed by the left. You're fucking losing. And you're on the internet talking about how you found Jesus and how libertarianism doesn't work. You guys need to wake the fuck up. I'm sorry, wake the cuck up. You need to wake the cuck up, boys. Because it's over for you. And watching you posturing on the internet like you're gonna fucking win, it's pathetic. So hang on, I got some notes somewhere. Let me go find them. Because there may be something else I need to say here that's important. I mean, you know, I really don't know what more there is to say. All conservatives are cucks and you're losing. You're an embarrassment. You're a fucking embarrassment. No, I'm still here. All right. I think I'm good on that for now. I think I'm good on that. The fuck are my show? I had other show notes. This is fucking mess. I had other lighthearted stuff. I'm not sure I'm in the mood for now because I'm so pissed off at you fucking cucks.
Libertarianism just won't work.
You know what doesn't work? You know what doesn't work? You know what doesn't work? Conservatives. I notice none of you have accomplished a fucking thing lately. What left-wing statism have you fuckers pushed back? What have you pushed back against? Not a fucking thing. Oh, every great once in a while. You know, there'll be one little isolated incident that happens. And you guys will blast it all over the fucking internet. Look, this guy told a tranny that the tranny is a tranny. And oh, look, on that. Oh, no, you've done nothing. Nothing. Nothing but failure. Speaking of failure, let's talk about this. You know what pisses me off about fucking craft breweries? It's not the weird gay-ass fucking flavors of beer they come up with, like Sad Panda, which is beer with coffee in it. What is this beer with coffee thing that's going on? Beer and coffee don't fucking go together. I do not want coffee-infused beer. I don't want beer-infused coffee. I want my coffee and my beer to be fucking separate from each other. Okay? There's three things Three things that go with beer. Number one, beer. Number two, whiskey. Number three, fruit. Now I know right now Adam Piggott shitting all over himself. Go, I am fucking a great one. You are your fucking mind. Now fruit my fucking beer. Oh no, floral notes. Dos Equis, squeeze some lime in it. Best shit ever. I could drink that all day long. In fact, I could. See, I'm debating, do I go get some Dos Equis? Because it's Gentleman's Day over at the restaurant that I frequently go to, and I could get two Dos Equis for the price of one. Man, I went out. So yesterday, now I'm ready to tangent. Now I'm ready to go on the podcast about the end. God damn it, I hate this shit. All right. So I went out yesterday because I had to run some errands. The exciting domestic life of the great one himself, the founder of the Syndical Liberty Training Society. I had to go buy a mattress pad to protect my brand new mattress, which is pretty fucking comfy. I was a little dubious about making the transition from the waterbed to the foam mattress thingy, right? I was like, oh man, is this going to be a mistake? Am I going to fuck up? Oh man, guys, I really like this mattress. Is very comfortable. I am very, very happy. Saved $300, got a king-size bed. Oh, man, it's great. I'm very happy. So I went and bought a mattress pad to put over the mattress to protect it because I invested $350 in this fucking mattress. So I was running around yesterday doing errands, doing shopping. Went to two supermarkets. I went to Safeway. I went to Happy Lucky's. Lucky's Market. Safeway, I went to Bed Bath & Beyond, I went to Walmart, the whole time, didn't see not one hot babe. It's like a cycle. So I went out today for a little bit, I thought, all right, maybe I'll see some hot chicks today. Man, I saw some fives, and that was it. I don't know what's going on. Right now, there are like no hot chicks in Fort Collins. I don't know where the hell they are, but they are not around here. And I'm pissed off. Because I'm like in the mood to hit on some girls. Because sometimes I'm just, you know, it's you guys know this. You're in the mood. You're not in the mood for everything. For hitting on girls, you know, for podcasting, for reading a book, for cooking, for taking a shit. I mean, whatever it is, right? Sometimes you're just like, God damn it, I don't feel like it. And other times you're like, yeah, man, dude, I really want to do this. Like, no babes. So anyhow, back to beer. So I was looking for the seasonal Blood Orange Saison from Upslope Brewing. And I'm going around yesterday and I'm looking for it at a couple of different liquor stores that I frequent and nobody's got it. So I check the fucking interwebs, I go to their website, it's no longer listed. So thus I must assume that they don't brew it anymore. And this pisses me off even more with the fucking microbreweries and the craft brewing. This pisses me off more than the stupid shit where somebody goes, hey, let's put coffee in beer. That'd be a great idea. Is this shit where they come up with beers and they do them for a certain amount of time and then they stop. And so you drink it and you like it and then you're like, man, I found this great beer. And then it goes away. Because we had the Upslope Blood Orange Saison that I loved, gone. So then New Belgium did this passion fruit beer. Oh my God, it was so fucking good. Oh, it was so good. It was so good. I drank the shit out of that stuff. Gone. No more. Like, fuck you. So the current one I'm drinking is from Boulevard Brewing. It's a tropical pale ale made with grapefruit and passion fruit. I'm sure it's going to go away soon. And you know, at least the good thing about shit like Budweiser and Coors and Miller, you don't have to worry about you're going to go in the store one day and go, hey, wait, there's no Budweiser. You're going to go up to the guy and you're going to go, hey, man, do you have any Budweiser? He's going to go, oh, no, mate, they stopped brewing Budweiser. I don't know why he would be Australian, but maybe he is. Maybe he's an expat who came to the States because, you know, Australia has been taken over by immigrants. You go, I know, mate. We ain't got no more Budweiser. They stopped making it. At least Budweiser's not going to stop making Budweiser. But all these fucking microbrews, they make some shit and it's good and you like it. And they're like, oh, we're not making any more of that. God damn it. You fucking cucks. So there it is. So anyhow, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I recorded another one earlier today and it sucked and I re-recorded it. And that's why you people are so fucking fortunate, because this one was 100 times better. Go fuck yourselves. I'm always right.